This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
With today's relationship rehab. And by the way, you know how this really would work well?
What?
Is by y'all calling in and telling us your thoughts at 702-364-9898. You do a nice job on the Centennial Toyota text line.
Yeah.
Same number, by the way. 702-364-9898. But we'd like to hear your voice on occasion. Yeah. Yeah. Are we saying his name or not?
If you want to. I didn't get it.
Well, the whole thing kind of... You're going to know who this is if you know who this is. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's not going to be hidden. Yeah, Jimbo, you're in a complicated situation. Oh no, and it gets more obvious as this goes along. Jimbo says, "I have my deceased wife's name tattooed on my neck. We were married for 7 years, and as a way to show my love for her, I got her name inked."
Yeah.
That was on back on our third anniversary. My wife was the most caring, loving person I ever met. We were high school sweethearts, yada, yada. Fast forward to now. I met my now girlfriend 2 years, a full 2 years.
Okay.
After my wife's passing.
Oh.
Everything was going great. She's seen the tattoo. She asked me about it. I told her the whole story. For 2 years, it does not seem to have bothered her. Until one day last week, when she was talking to one of her friends about the tattoo, and her friend told her that she should tell me to get it removed.
The friend
is. And obviously somehow this is filtered back to Jimbo.
Yeah.
She said that there's no reason to still have it and that it's disrespectful. I love my wife and I always will, and I have it still in her memory, but I love my new girlfriend as well. What should I do? My question is, has this gone here? There's some gray area here that we need to fill in, but if I'm reading this correctly, this has not come from the wife, even though she did deliver the message. And by delivering the message, there's a little bit of a, there's a little bit of a nudge.
Yeah.
But if it's coming from the friend, first of all, that friend needs to go. That friend is not your friend.
Yes.
That friend, that your
friend is trying to belittle and demean you around your girlfriend.
Well, that friend is not your friend. That friend don't like you. You know what I mean? That friend does not have your back.
Yeah.
So there's something wrong there that I would love to hear more about.
Sure.
And if that request has not come from your girlfriend, to me that's a request that's coming from outside. If somebody goes, "Kayla, you should treat Chet with more respect and kind of blah, 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 whatever. I'd go, "You don't know jack about how Kayla treats me."
Yeah.
I would be the first person.
And that's the whole thing right there. Normally, if someone's saying they're bashing you, the decisions of you or your husband or whatever the case may be, you're going to go on the defense. If you really don't care, you're going to go, it doesn't matter. He got it in memory of his late wife.
My feet just went up. We're in for the long haul.
I do think this has a lot to do with the girlfriend. I think the girlfriend has not liked it, and she brought it up to the friend after drinks. I know that that's speculation, but I'm telling you, the friend, I think that opened the door, and the friend goes, you're right. This is wrong. He needs to get it removed. And that's the reason she says it now, because she puts it back on the friend.
That's the... That's kind of where I was leaning a little bit.
Yeah.
That the fact that girlfriend brings it up, you know, makes it known.
Yeah.
A, it's a little high school for me. Mm-hmm. It's a little high school anyway.
Yeah.
But B, yeah, she doesn't bring it up. She doesn't bring it up if she doesn't think so. It doesn't filter back to you, Jimbo.
No.
It doesn't filter back to you all the way unless... That's a real thing.
I also think she probably thought you would get it removed after a certain amount of years together with her.
I don't know.
Why are you assuming that? You know, I just going into it, I wouldn't assume that that tattoo is going to get removed. If I don't like it in the beginning, then maybe I'm not going to pursue that type of relationship.
Yeah, you had 2 years.
No, I agree with you. Like, you can't sit there and say you're okay with it and then go back on it.
Sucks, though. Sucks for her a little bit. I get it. That's hard. That's really hard. You don't want to chase a ghost. It's tough. It's really tough.
I also take issue with the idea that in the email he said his wife was the best person he ever knew or whatever he said. I can't remember, so I don't have it pulled up.
I don't have issues with that.
I take issue with it because he's dating someone now for more than 2 years, and the idea that like you don't view her the same way you clearly view your wife.
Here's the thing. You know what that is? Jimbo's justifying. Jimbo doesn't want to get rid of the tattoo.
Nope.
He's justifying it. She's the most caring, loving person he's ever met. They were high school sweethearts. So he's justifying that.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a compromise? I don't think so.
I think there's a solution. Other side of the neck. Get her name tattooed on it. Done.
Equal. Even it out.
And you got to do it slightly bigger. Not massively big. Just like quarter of an inch bigger.
Can't just because it's fresh ink, can't that take precedence? Or do you make it exactly the same?
No.
No?
That's even worse if you make it exactly the same.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, because then you're saying they're the same thing. They're like the same person. That's
I don't know
what
you're nothing saying. About it. Why am I so nervous? You see me winging my headphone
cord
around.
Yeah, what
here?
Are you doing?
Yeah, why do I have this nervous energy with this? Because the more we're talking about it, the more it creeps me out. You know what I mean? Not creeps me out. The issue bothers me because it's sticky. It's sticky. And I don't know. Okay, let me throw this out there. Is it possible that this will never be enough?
No. Until that tattoo is gone, it'll never be enough.
That nothing short of removing that tattoo is going to satisfy her.
Yeah.
And therefore, thereby and heretofore, that if you go ahead and you go, okay, other side of the neck.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That won't be enough.
That's what I'm saying. Oh my God. So, and the problem is that you're setting a precedent now. Like, she's come out and said, I don't like that. Well, then what about the next thing? What about the vase that your late wife that you love that she picked out and you keep that around the house? Do you now have to get rid of that? Do you have to get rid of all of the memories in your life that bring, God forbid, you have children or dogs or anything like that you shared with your late wife? Like, she's going to have to get rid of everything now.
I'm not saying I don't understand it. You know, from the girlfriend's point of view. I'm not saying I don't, because I do. It's just, man, that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you hit us up? I'm going to give Maddie a second to get calls together. 702-364-9898. Thank you to our friends at Aaron Layla Jewelers, where perfect creations begin. You know what I love about Aaron Layla Jewelers?
What's that?
Can I tell you something I love about Aaron Layla Jewelers? If you walk into Aaron Layla Jewelers, guess who's there?
Aaron Layla. Yeah.
For real, real. At Aaron Layla Jewelers, where perfect creations begin. You know who does the perfect creations?
Who?
Aaron Layla.
Ah.
And the rest of the lovely staff and management.
Yes, absolutely.
Aaron Layla Jewelers.
But the point is you can meet Aaron in person.
Yeah, if you wanted to. You can also get pictures taken with the WNBA championship trophy here at 7255 South Tenaya Way, basically like Rainbow and 215. Start like if you know where that Walmart is, just off the freeway.
Yeah.
Then start there. What a shock! We're near a Walmart. What a shock! No, but that yeah. Then we're just down the street.
Yeah.
From there, but if you're not near there, you're in the wrong place. It's not good. Yeah, hit us up, 702-364-9890. So here's the question. Does Jimbo have to get rid of the tattoo? Have you experienced something similar? Because I'm guessing that's where a few of these are going. And, or do you get something just ever so slightly bigger on the other side of your neck? Kayla just goes text line aggressive. What happened?
No, they're saying that the girlfriend has very low self-esteem. Quote, it takes a low self-esteem to be jealous of a dead person.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Wow, wow, wow. Jimbo's in a fix because he's got a girlfriend. Let me go back to the email really quick. Complicated situation. My deceased wife's name is tattooed on my neck. We were married for 7 years. He waxes poetic about how great she was.
Yeah.
He met his now girlfriend 2 years after his wife passed. So there was plenty of time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything going great. She saw the tattoo. Apparently they've been together for 2 years now. So she saw the tattoo, asked me about it. I told her the story. For 2 years, it didn't bother. Last week, one of her friends pops off. And then Jimbo's girlfriend brings it back to him that the girlfriend's friend said no reason to still have it and that it's disrespectful. I love my wife, and I always will. I still have it in her memory, but I love my new girlfriend as well. What do y'all think? And this is one-sided. Nikki, what do you think?
I think that if it was an ex-girlfriend and they had broken up, it would be a little bit different because then, yes, it could be deemed as disrespectful.
Sure.
But this
sure.
is a relationship that he had that he adored enough to marry her. She passed away, and it's a memory of her. It's a memory of them. I don't think it's disrespectful. I think it was an alcohol that made her brave, brought it up to her girlfriend, and in turn, she was like, you know what? Yeah, she has my back. I'm going to bring this up to my boyfriend, and we're going to make a think of it.
Yeah, it's just, I agree. It's just ink.
Thank you, Nikki.
To me. Maybe tattoos don't mean that much to me, but it's ink. Okay, it's ink, you know?
Yeah, I don't know that you need to have framed pictures around your house.
Yeah.
You know, but this is what it is. DJ, what do you think?
Oh, I think it definitely, I agree with the insecurity thing, but he shouldn't remove the tattoo unless they're about to get married, and it has to be his choice. He shouldn't just be goaded into it. If you try to replace it with another tattoo or give her a tattoo, she's not going to be happy till that tattoo is gone. But again, the person passed away, so why are you concerned about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's super true. It's not like, I understand it. I want to say this. I really, it's not that I don't understand her jealousy.
Yes.
It's not that I don't understand this feeling because you want your significant other to be into you and no one else.
Sure.
And I understand where the insecurity and the jealousy and the pettiness comes from. Probably because I too harbor insecurity, jealousy, and pettiness. No. I mean, you know, but some. I get that. Yeah. It's hard to chase a ghost.
Yeah.
It really is. But that's a you problem.
Yeah.
To me, that's a you problem. That's not a Jimbo problem. That's a Jimbo's girlfriend problem. Ashley, what else do you want to add to that?
Hi, I was just calling to say once she reaches wife status, then she can have a kind of say in what to complain about. But they might break up next year, so if he moves it, then he's going to regret that for the rest of his life. So
change the story to this is now his wife, and now they're married. Let's just say that okay. So the same thing, all of the rest of the story applies. It's just that now they're married. And they've been together for 2 years already, yada, yada, yada. And now her girlfriend told her it's disrespectful. Now she's told him. Does that change how you feel about it?
I don't. I agree with everyone else. You know, it's she was the love of his life in the past. And I think, you know, it was the past and it's a great memory for him. And, you know, I feel like she should take into consideration his feelings as well. And I know he's trying to make everyone happy, but like, I think Kayla said before, like, maybe he should get a tattoo of her name too. Or, I mean, you got to meet in the middle somewhere, you know?
I don't hate it. Yeah. Just as a show of good faith.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm.
You guys should go get matching tattoos. That'd be adorable.
Yeah.
a little bonding experience.
Yeah, that's, that's, you know, that's what compromise is.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that is. Angela has a crystal ball. She's looking into the future.
Okay.
Angela, hello. What was your thought?
Hi.
Hey, turn your radio all the way down.
Okay.
Thank you.
How about that?
Better.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Much better.
I just thought that if she just thought about the future, because the wife is already gone, so she's here. And they're making memories. And over time, because I had a friend in an exact similar situation, I remember the first wife, and they were great together. And it was really sad when she was gone. We were glad he got with someone else. And she was a little bit insecure, but they've been married for 10 years, and they've got new memories. And he'll do it on his own. If they have a great relationship, they love each other, and she's the future, she should feel confident that she's going to make him happy enough that maybe it'll be a discussion in the future as their relationship grows. But right now, that's, you know, I just think she should let him feel comfortable with his memory that's on him and just worry about the future.
Kayla, you go first.
No, I just want to know, is it hypocritical of her to come at him? Because basically what you're saying is with his tattoo, with her name, that you have nothing like in your history of dating of a past boyfriend is for me. That's what she's saying. I need you to get that removed because I have nothing in my history that's going to creep up on us about my ex and dating my exes.
Oh, it's not an ex. This isn't about a comparison. If that's what we're doing, I'm going to tell you, I've been married for 35 years. If that's what you're doing, the relationship's got issues already.
Amen to that, Angela. That was my thought too. And again, it's a her problem, and it's just gonna come down. He's not getting rid of that tattoo.
No,
he's not. So it's all gonna come down to whether she can deal with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought that popped into my head, and tell me if I'm crazy or not, but it's kind of like if you quit smoking, or if you quit something else that you're kind of addicted to.
Yeah,
you got to take it one day at a time.
Sure.
So every time she sees that, she's got to make that tattoo on his neck meaningless. She can't let it trigger. She can't let it trigger her. She's just got to realize it's a tattoo. It's his previous life.
I've got a great solution.
Another great solution.
I had how to get out of this whole thing, so he doesn't have to get it removed.
Look out, Angela. Here comes great solution number two. Here it comes. Have a good weekend, Angela. Go ahead.
I think that you go to her and you say, listen, I don't want to get it removed because you know how painful getting tattoos removed are. It's 10 times worse, they say, than actually getting a tattoo. It's really painful. And I don't want that scarred memory of my ex-wife, you know, where all I think about when I think about her is pain then. Why would you want that for me? It's a perfect solution.
Oh, no, she wants that. No, your first one was good. This one's flawed.
I'm sorry. I was trying to find a way out.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.